And you know, this guy's bragging about the fact that the Quran has no contradiction in it. So what? So what? So a book that's written by one guy, because it wasn't written by God, is either written by a demon or Muhammad. You pick. It was either the angel Moroni, right, the demon, or else it was Muhammad. But either way, a book that's authored by one person at one time in one language having no contradictions isn't really a big deal. Like, you know, last time I don't think Dr. Seuss's book, Hop on Pop, has any contradictions in it either. And you know what? It's way more quotable than the Quran. No, Pat, no, don't sit on that. You know, I mean, look. All ball, fall, wall. We all play ball on the wall. Don't fall off the wall when you play ball. You know I butchered that quote. I need to brush up. But look, folks, here's the thing. A book that's written in one time period by one dude in one language, so what if it has no contradictions? The point about the Bible is that it's written over the course of 1,600 years by approximately 40 authors. We don't even know the exact number of authors because so many books are anonymous. So three languages, 1,600 years, 40 authors, and yet it all goes together. It all flows together. It all gives one powerful story from Genesis to Revelation. It's one cohesive whole. That's amazing. That's a miracle. That's impressive, okay, that the Bible could bring together so many different things and yet be one book that has one feel to it. It's amazing. But, I'm not impressed by the simplicity of the Quran. It was mechanically dictated. That's better. Sorry, I like the way the Bible is actually delivered. It's not as simple. It's a little harder to understand, to think about the human authorship and the divine inspiration and to hold those two ideas and reconcile them. But I'd hate for you to have to think a little bit or accept something a little more complex than mechanical dictation. But it's the truth.